Ray Kaplan is in our studio. She's an attorney. You may have an opinion about this, Ray. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah, I do.
We'll talk about student loans in a second. That's your expertise. But the other video I saw the other day was people with a van and a pickup truck park in front of a grocery store, middle of the day. They fill up the carts with what look like those big tubs of laundry detergent, and then they just wheel them out and just throw everything in the truck. And people are going, hey, there's a thief going on here. And then they just drive away. Nobody shoots them. Nobody punches them. They just brazenly get away with it in the middle of the day. And I thought, where are they going with that? And this person also says, John, if people would stop buying stuff from these thieves, the market would dissipate. That is, the people that are stealing all that cologne in Oak Brook probably sell it online.
Right.
And that's what I think. If you're clicking around and you go, hey, honey, that $40 detergent is only $7 on this website, let's get some. You probably know you're part of the criminal chain and you don't think you did anything wrong. And I'll leave that up to you and your God to decide what you should do, but you're part of the problem. I don't know how you know, but maybe you do. Maybe you know.
Kind of like getting cable if you're like kind of piggybacking on somebody else's cable.
Well, in that case, you absolutely know
Yes. That
you're committing a crime. I got a friend of mine, he was a broadcaster at a station I worked at, and he made enough money, and he worked, and he was a high-profile person in the community. He says, I'm stealing it off my neighbor. I go, you're kidding me. I don't know if that's still a thing or not. Do people still do that? Do you guys do that at your house, Ray?
No, we do not.
Yes, you do.
How dare you?
My God.
Oh, my God.
Ray Kaplan is here from the Kaplan Law Firm. You sent me a screen grab, which we won't mention the name or any of the identifying details, but a client of yours who is a listener of ours, what happened?
Well, she was slated to get public sector loan forgiveness of her federal student loans, and I think about another 6 years, because we couldn't, under the old rules, get her previous payments to count as qualifying payments. You need 120. That's kind of the magic number. So she still had a few years left to go. But under this new PSLF waiver, which is because it's an executive order, it's a limited time opportunity.
This is a Biden administration waiver?
Yes, Biden administration. So they've loosened up the rules for public sector where we could go back to previous years that previously didn't count, make those payments count, and then we got her entire loan balance forgiven.
How much?
$32,000.
So one day she had $32,000 she still owed on?
Right.
The next day, zero?
Yes.
And she doesn't pay interest on the amount? Does that count as income?
No, it doesn't. So she's not going to have to pay any income tax on that or anything. She just gets it wiped out.
What was she paying per day or per month?
Probably. Per month, I believe her payment was around a little over $300 a month.
You said she was in line for the forgiveness, which means that if you make consecutive payments for 10 straight years, 120 payments.
Actually, it doesn't have to be consecutive. Just if you have 120 qualifying payments, even if they're not consecutive.
How is it that her payments didn't qualify?
Well, because under the previous rules, she had something called FFELP loans, which was the old program, and those FFELP loans didn't qualify for public sector loan forgiveness. So she had been making a whole bunch of payments, and when she came to see us, we said, sorry, those payments don't count, but these next payments will count. And so, she was, she understood the rule was the rule. And it was just kind of a very strict
interpretation.
But yeah, now we can, for this next year, and this is what's a little confusing about it. The rules have been changed for the next year. So under the next year, if we can get that application in and get previous payments to count, then we can get the loan forgiveness, but then they're going to close it off again.
So the window is briefly open.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Right.
I didn't know that, and I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
But it's your business. The number is 312-981-7200 if you have a question about borrowing for college or paying off a loan. 312-981-7200. All our lines are ringing. Huh. It's 1019 on WGN. JerryHaggertyChevy.com has more than 100 pre-owned vehicles listed on their website, JerryHaggertyChevy.com. The team at Jerry Haggerty Chevrolet is working really hard to load and reload the inventory. That's the name of the game right now, to get you the options you like. How about this deal? They've got a pre-owned loaded Chevy Camaro 1 LT with a nightfall gray exterior and a jet black interior. Great condition, 67,000 miles on it, only $21,995. So who said it's tough to find a good deal these days? Just go to JerryHaggertyChevy.com and scroll through pages and pages and pages of pre-owned cars and trucks and SUVs. These are vehicles that are thoroughly inspected, that you can trust, that look, feel, drive, even smell like new. 33 years Jerry's been doing it, hassle-free. Boy, I sure like my treatment from these people. We've had a lot of laughs. We've had good times. I had a question the other day, called up Mike Haggerty, had a nice visit. You're going to like the way they treat you, too, and they're going to find you the vehicle you want. They're 300 Roosevelt Road in Glen Ellen. Tell them John Williams sent you. Chevrolet. Find new roads. It's 1021 on WGN. All our lines are ringing, as frequently happens when you're in the studio, Ray Kaplan, of Kaplan Law Firm. Financialrelief.com is her website if you want to find out more. But anything else you want to say before we pick up some phone lines?
No, but I think that one little thing would be that there are going to be big changes in the student loan world coming up in the next couple of years. So they're just to keep your eyes open for changes that might benefit you.
Because you think that the program has been too generous?
Well, I think that right now the push is to give more people access to relief of their loans. But I think what's going to happen after that is that it's going to end up costing the government a lot of money. And then there's going to be a swing in the opposite direction to give less people relief. So if you're taking out loans now, you'll be fine because it's going to be part of your promissory note, your contract, that you're going to be eligible for these programs. But I'm thinking maybe if we're talking like looking through a crystal ball, probably in 2007, 2008, maybe a little bit later than that, they're going to start making some changes to make it a little bit harder to access this type of relief.
Yeah, well, at least we're not talking anymore about total forgiveness or $50,000 forgiveness or $10,000 forgiveness. That does seem to have gone away. Boy, I thought we were going in that direction. Everybody was leaning that way, and now it seems to have dissipated, too. Trish, you're on WGN with Ray Kaplan. Trish, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Yeah, my grandson is a senior now, and we're wondering how we're going to finance his college or help him finance it. So is it, I've heard, yes, they should get a student loan. Then I heard, no, it's not good for the student to get the loan. So what is the deal?
So he's a senior in high school, Ray. What do you say?
So what you want to do, and we do a lot of this pre-debt planning with parents, students, grandparents in many cases, is that you want to take out, or you want your grandson to take out federal student loans as much as he can qualify for. The way you do that is he's going to fill out the FAFSA, the free application for student aid, and he has to disclose his parents' income, whoever his guardian is, their income and their assets. And then the Department of Ed in the school will make a determination of how much he qualifies for in his own student loans. And then if you need more to cover the cost of tuition and room and board, then the parents or his legal guardian can take out federal Parent PLUS loans. The thing you want to avoid is taking out private loans. Those you can almost always avoid, and you should if you can, because the repayment terms on federal student loans, both for the parents and for the students themselves, are really very generous. So if you would like to, call our office and we can kind of guide you through it and create a customized plan and strategy.
Are you thinking about giving him money outright, Trish, or borrowing money? What's your thought? What are you going to do?
I was going to help them, but, I'm retired, so, money is good at it. You know, I may need to use it myself.
Amen to that. Yeah. Is this true? Because Terry Savage talks about this sometimes, too, and you and Terry don't see eye to eye on every strategy. Terry doesn't like the idea of borrowing at all for mm-hmm. college.
Right.
I guess it'd be nice if we all had the money in the bank. We don't. Some kids don't want to go to a junior college, and so now we've got a debt issue. And I'm not going to tell you all how to live your lives, but if she has money to give, I wonder if the grandson should borrow in his name, as you said, and then help him pay off that loan down the road, or if she should just finance his freshman year, just give him the money up front. I wonder what the best strategy there is.
You know, it really depends. There are so many good resources out there. First of all, there are great resources that will connect your grandson with scholarships. So if he plays an instrument, if he does any community service, if he has a GPA above a certain level, a lot of schools, there are so many scholarships out there that people just don't tap into. So there is a way to reduce that cost of tuition, that overall cost, by, you know, maybe $10,000 or $20,000 a year. And that really helps, especially if he keeps his GPA, I think, you know, above like a certain level. Yeah. So that right there is a way to minimize the cost. And then the question is, okay, how do we finance the rest of this? I do think it's a good idea for the student to take out federal student loans as much as they can qualify for, because, again, the repayment terms are very good if you know what you're doing.
Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, Trish, and get you more calls. We'll give Ray's website out in just a minute. Tom, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Tom?
Yeah, King John. I'm 77 years old, also retired. And I've got loans I've been servicing on and off for 20 years. And I want to know, the servicer now is a private company. Can that also be canceled if it's being held by a private company? The loan is being held by a private company?
Yeah, so the main issue is, what type of loan do you have? If you have a federal student loan, that's money that you owe to the Department of Education, and the Department of Ed hires private servicers like Navient, Fell.
Navient is what I have, right?
Okay, so if, when you look at your loan breakdown, it should not say, it should say direct federal student loan or federal Parent Plus loan. It should indicate on there that those are federal student loans as opposed to signature student loans, which is Navient's private student loans. So as long as they are federal student loans, then yes, they are going to be eligible for forgiveness. And if you have, you said you're retired, right?
Right.
Then you might, if you have any sort of illness or ailment where you have a medical doctor who can sign off on the application that you're no longer able to work because of said illness or ailment, you can get the entire loan balance forgiven under the TPD, disability section of the statute. So you can get that entire loan balance forgiven and tax-free. So you don't have to pay any income tax on that. And we've had a ton of loans forgiven under that section.
Tom, thanks for the call. Good luck to you. This is Patty. You're on WGN. Patty, how can we help you?
Yes, good morning. My question is, does the loan department, do they give you a phone call?
No.
Or do you get a letter?
So you're never going to get a phone call from the Department of Ed or from a servicer. A lot of these people that might be calling are scam artists. They kind of masquerade as one of the servicers. And so you have to be very careful. They'll try to talk you into giving, you know, your credit card information to get payments from you. So be very careful about that. If you have federal student loans, you want to go to studentaid.gov. It'll show you, you can log in there and then you can see who your servicer is. Then you look up that servicer and you can call that servicer directly, and then you can get information on whether or not you're going to qualify for this type of forgiveness. Or, of course, you can call us and we can help you out with it.
Studentaid.gov, and the phone number for the Kaplan Law Firm is 312-294-8989.
Right.
Or visit financialrelief.com.
Yep.
Okay, I'm out of time, Ray. You and I are both reading a book about the student loan situation in America. It's stunning. We'll talk more about that soon, but thanks for helping us out today.
Anytime.